from Conte Forum on the campus of Boston College. It's the 26th annual Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament. Tonight, it's the U10 girls, Alston Brighton Warriors, taking on the Charlestown Townies. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Siegel, along with Leverett Ball. And Leverett, Youth Hockey Tournament here, 26th annual. It's going to be a fantastic hockey game here tonight.
Oh, no question. We had a lot of fun with the first game, the dominant win for Alston Brighton. A lot of good hockey to be played throughout the remainder of the day. Like I said earlier, this is such a fun event for the kids. And expect some fireworks early. These kids showed up ready to compete.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors here tonight, the Boston Parks and Recreation Department. Of course, sponsoring also the Boston Bruins Foundation, additional support from P&G Gillette, and of course, you cannot forget the Honorable Mayor Martin J. Walsh, as we should be set to go here for the girls' hockey game here tonight. Alston Brighton taking on Charlestown. We saw some Alston Brighton girls playing in some previous boys games, so we'll see some of that as well here. Some of the girls that played earlier are going to be playing here tonight. 21. Of course, this game is also being broadcast on WBCA LP 102.9 on your FM dial, your Boston Community Radio Station. As we are just about set to go, as the goaltenders here in net, and Alston Brighton in the orange and white, and the maroon is Charlestown. As we are underway here for the U10 Girls Youth Mayor's Cup Championship, Alston Brighton and Charlestown. Back to get it is Goncalves. She has it, gets it up to Hansen. Ellery Hansen along the near side.
Yeah, Goncalves played in the boys game earlier, had a goal.
She did, as racing in to get it is Campbell Walsh. She tries to clear it into the offensive zone. Nice pass there by Riley Jones, but puck still at the neutral zone. Hansen dumps it in for Alston Brighton, and puck goes behind the net, and it is Walsh picking it up for Charlestown. Along the near side, trying to clear it out of the zone. Broken up, and is picked up by Ruth Ness. Ness in the defensive zone, trying to clear it out. Alston Brighton trying to get control of the puck. Now into the right wing corner, it is collected in front by Ellie Edelman. Back at the point, Goncalves takes the wrist shot, broken up, puck is loose. There's a shot towards the net, broken up by Southall. Southall with the shot, gets bumped along the play, falls to the ice. Battle in the right wing corner, just underway. Glad you could be with us here on the BNN Network. Alan Siegel and Leverett Ball bringing you the action here. Goncalves at the blue line, gets her pocket stolen, and it's picked up by Jones. Jones is in, broken up, and over the line is Walsh, but it is an offside with just under 11 minutes to go here in this first period.
Yeah, and so far, things looking pretty even. You know, it was a dominant win in the first game. This one looks a little more competitive, and it should be a good one.
Face-off won by South Boston. Dumping into the zone was Kelly Dell, but it is an offside. Charlestown. Oh, what did I say? South Boston? I'm sorry. So many teams, so many games over the days, years, months, and so much talent I've seen. It's all a big blur to me. As Charlestown and Alston Brighton, both teams trying to feel each other out here early in the goings. As it is cleared out of the zone by Enright, and right, trying to clear it, can't do it. Now it finally is cleared, and it's picked up by Doe. Doe has it, getting forecheck on the play by Schaefer. Kept in the zone by Hansen. And it is dumped into the offensive zone in South Boston. And yeah, Charlestown collects. Charlestown trying to clear the puck out of the zone, can't do it. Over the left wing corner is Enright. She'll get it. Tries to sweep it in deeper into the offensive zone. Over to get it is Schaefer. Schaefer tries to center it out in front, and it's broken up by Egner for Charlestown. Egner with it in the corner, trying to clear it out of the zone, can't do it. Still a battle for it. Puck gets to the blue line. Edelman dumps it into the offensive zone, and they'll go on the line change as Doe gets it for Charlestown. Charlestown, Doe makes a move up through center ice, still going, and trying to make that last rush, but is broken up on the play. There's a shot towards the net, loose puck, but cannot corral it. Was Charlestown as Alston Brighton tries to clear the puck out of the zone. They do, and here she comes over the red line. Over the line, but a nice defensive play by Doe. Swings it around the near side, trying to clear it out of the zone. Kept in, though. Hansen with the shot, fanned on it. Takes the other shot, again another fan on it, and the puck just squirts out of the offensive zone into center ice. Hansen trying to get it. There's two Hansons, Willa Hansen and Ellery Hansen. Ellery is 16, Willa is number 17, and they're both out there on the ice. That's almost like the, I'm going to quote myself, go back to the olden days, the Stastny brothers. As Charlestown, and there's a trip on the play, and we're going to get the first, a slash actually, the first penalty of the game will go to South Boston, Charlestown, and Alston Brighton will get the power play. No shots on goal early here in this, halfway through this first period. 7:34 left to go.
Yeah, and we'll see if Alston Brighton can capitalize on this power play opportunity. Like you said, no shots on net. They're going to try and get something explosive going here.
Trying to clear it out of the zone. They have the man advantage. And, of course, it is a running time on the clock, so it really, you know, really is an abbreviated power play. Good play, though, by Charlestown, keeping the puck into the offensive zone and hampering Alston Brighton from getting an offensive scoring opportunities. But here comes Goncalves. She has it over the line. Onside, walking in, and now nice defensive play by DeRove, Emery DeRove, with the play to break up that rush. Had a man in front, but couldn't get it to her. Battle for it again, as there's 25 left to go on the power play. 6:28 to go here in this first period of the U10 Girls Championship. Puck is cleared out of the zone with 10 seconds left on the power play. Along the left wing side, walking in over the line, is broken up. That was Southall. And behind the net, trying to collect it, and the penalty is up. No shots on net on their first power play opportunity. No shots in the game for either team. Back to get it. Is Charlestown. Charlestown, nice rush there along the boards, but she is broken up along the side. I believe that's Georgie Schenker. Can't see her number. Her hair is preventing me. Oh, that's number 14. Ellie Bruni McDevitt. See, I don't have those issues with the hair. Puck goes behind the net. Wrapped around the boards. Enright picks it up for Alston Brighton and swings it to an open wing. And it is picked up by Doe. Doe behind the net. Trying to clear the puck out of the defensive zone. Can't do it as she was forechecked by Schaefer. Sends it out in front and it's sticked aside. At the point, there's a wrist shot. It's broken up there as Ellie Edelman with the shot. Doe with it. Doe on the near side, trying to clear the puck out of the zone. And she does. And then she races towards the puck, getting back checked on the play. Great defensive back check there by Lillian Schneider.
Yeah. Alston Brighton, good hustle there defensively. It looked like Charlestown might have a scoring opportunity for a second.
Back to get it now is McDevitt. McDevitt behind her net. Clears it across. Actually, that's Jordan Whitney. Now trying to get it to McDevitt. Can't do it. Puck loose in front in the slot. There's a shot. It's broken up by Doe, the defenseman. 4 minutes left to go, first period. From the Conte Forum, 2019 Mayor's Youth Cup Championship Tournament. 26th annual here. Battle for it in the zone, and it's cleared up and trying to keep it in. No, can't do it. Racing over was Whitney, couldn't do it. And now it's dumped into the offensive zone for Charlestown. That's Hansen. That is Ellery Hansen with it. Hansen over the line, and no, she's broken up. Could have been an offside. Was not. Her sister trying to get control of that puck was Willa Hansen. Couldn't do it. And Alston Brighton will regroup. That's Ellery Hansen. Clears it up to center ice, but dumped back in, and we have an offside. 3 minutes left to go, first period. And, of course, we also want to thank our other sponsors here tonight, the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, FMC Ice Sports, Boston University, Northeastern University, Harvard University, UMass Boston, and, of course, the Conte Forum and Boston College. Back to get it is Edelman. Clears it up, but cannot clear it out of the zone. Dumped back into the offensive zone. Riley Jones trying to get control of it. Can't do it. And the Warriors for Alston Brighton clear it up, but not clear it out. Kept in there nicely. Battle for it by the Warriors. And it is finally out of the zone. But a nice play stepping up into the defensive zone was Ruth Ness. McDevitt over the line, walking in all alone. She shoots. Oh, nice stave there by the goaltender for Alston Brighton. What a rush by Ness. And what a, actually, McDevitt, and what a great stop by the goaltender. Charlotte Klinman with the save. First shot of the game for either team. Battle for it behind the net, collecting it, sending it out in front was Charlestown. Couldn't get control of it. Battle for it was Ness to keep it in. She did. And now it's shot towards the net, loose in front, and it slips right through the crease to no avail. There's another shot, but it's fanned on. Trying to clear it out of the zone. Great offensive pressure for Charlestown, but cannot come away with it. Kept in, though, by Charlestown. Great defensive play there by Campbell Walsh. She has it, tries to walk in front of the net, but is broken up by Edelman. She falls down. There's going to be a delayed penalty on the play. An interference call with 50 seconds left to go here in this first period. Of course, coverage of the Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament Championships is a Boston Neighborhood Network production. Due to an FCC ruling, programs like these and access stations like BNN are in jeopardy. For more information on ways you can help, bnnmedia.org. So a power play now for Charlestown. Their second power play of the game. Actually, their first power play of the game. They went Alston Brighton went 0-for-1 on their first power play. Of course, 14 seconds left to go in this first period. Trying to clear it out of the zone. They are shorthanded. Kept in, though, by don't think I have number one there, Klinman, and the first period ends. One shot on net for either team, but we have no score. Pretty even contest between two evenly matched teams.
No question. I mean, we started off the morning with such a high-scoring game. But this one, you know, not a whole lot of activity for the goaltenders. You know, only one shot on goal by Charlestown, none for Alston Brighton. And, yeah, I mean, it could really be anyone's game at this point. You know, and both teams look a little out of sync offensively. They're going to need to get into a little bit more of a rhythm with their passing.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's very early in the morning, so they have to get up early. And, of course, they're probably used to that by now, you know, being on your, you know. Alston Brighton did have three scoring opportunities. Of course, no shots on net. Of course, Charlestown had that one shot there at the end, near the end of that first period here. And, of course, you know, glad you can be with us here on BNN Network. Alan Siegel along with Leverett Ball. Of course, this game not only on BNN, but also this game was also going to be on 26th Annual Mayor's Youth Cup Hockey Championship on WBCA LP 102.9 on your FM dial, your Boston Community Radio Station, as we are set to go for the second period. Of course, Charlestown needs three more players on the ice, as Alston Brighton is ready to go. And we're set to go here in this second period. Both teams switch sides, and Enright has it and dumps it into the offensive zone. Back to get it is Ness. Ness clears it up but cannot clear it out. Now it's intercepted by Charlestown. Here they come along the left wing side. Battle for it. Great defensive play there by Goncalves. There's a shot towards the net. And nice stop by the goaltender.
And after just one shot on net total between both teams in the first period, you know, starting off the second period quickly with a shot on net. And, you know, that's the type of explosive play that needs to be made. You know, they need to, you know, get some plays going in transition on the fast break and catch them off guard.
Of course, they're still on the power play, the abbreviated power play. Spinorama shot. It's broken up. 3 seconds left, and both teams will go 0-for-1 on their power play opportunities. Goncalves gets bumped along the far side. She falls down to the ice. And Charlestown battling for it. Sends it out in front, but no one was home to collect the puck. And here comes Alston Brighton. Over the line, onside. Great defensive play by Ness. Shot towards the net, and it's broken up again. Still a battle at the blue line, and now it's finally cleared out through center ice. Racing back to get it is Alston Brighton. Kept in, swung towards the net was Jose Enger. No one there on the near side. Derove intercepts, and is finally cleared out through center ice for Alston Brighton. Warriors with the puck. That's Trinity Nardelli. Dumps it in. Actually, no, number 17. That's Willa Hansen. Bumped along the near side, or the far side. Battle for it. Hansen trying to get control of her stick in the corner. It's picked up by Charlestown. Up through center. Now, nice, great play there. Nice pass there. Over the line. And backhanded in. That's Schenker with it. Actually, no, that's number 15, Kaylee Ventulo. But couldn't get control of the puck. 10 minutes left to go here in this second period. No score between Alston Brighton and Charlestown here for the U10 Girls Championship. Puck is sent out towards center ice, dumped into the back into the offensive zone. Back to get it is Shoemaker. Shoemaker behind her net, winding it up, clearing it up onto the far side. Nice pass, and here they come. Now Fahey with it. Lost the puck on her stick, dumped down the length of the ice, and we're going to have an icing. Of course, 26th Annual Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament is hosted by the Boston Parks and Recreation Department. Of course, with support from Boston Mayor Martin J. Walsh, the Boston Bruins Foundation, and additional support from P&G Gillette.
Yeah, and Al, you know, this event, not only big for the sport of hockey, but, you know, just a big event for the community. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, this is my first Mayor's Cup game, but what's your experience been like with all the Mayor's Cup games that you called over the years?
Well, it's been, you know, good games, bad games, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it's all about the kids. As long as the kids go out, they have fun. They get to see themselves on TV. And, of course, Katrin Londrigan was a player here on these airwaves many, many years ago. And now she's playing ice hockey for the Boston College women's team. As here comes Alston Brighton. That is Schenker over the line. Schaefer had it, lost it, kept in now Edelman with it. Edelman will take the wrist shot, and it is broken up. And Charlestown tries to clear it out. Edelman trying to keep it in. She does. And back to get it is Ness. Ness for Charlestown. Held on to the puck a little bit too long. Dumped in front of the net, and it's broken up. And we might have a potential breakaway. Here she comes. Charlestown walking in all alone. Takes the shot and scores! Looked like the puck was going to go wide, but the goaltender came across to make the save. It hit off the goalie and went into the net, and Charlestown has the early lead, 1-0, and I can't see who scored again with that hair.
Yeah, and Al, like you said, it, you know, coming off the stick, that didn't look like a goal. That one, you know, ricocheting off the goaltender. But a 1-0 lead nonetheless, and that might be all they need with the way this game has gone.
So 1-0, and I couldn't see the number because of her hair. That's got to be a so, and maybe they'll announce it too here. I wish I could get the goal score. In any event, Charlestown has the 1-0 lead. First shot on net for Charlestown, and they got the goal. Oh, second of the game, I'm sorry. So, puck at the blue line in center ice. Charlestown has the lead, the 1-0 lead. Number 9, Georgia Devins with the goal, which made it 1-0. Alston Brighton trying to get the equalizer now. Puck at center ice. Backhanded up, can't clear it into the offensive zone. Here comes Egner. Egner had it, lost it. Cleared up through center. Puck play at the neutral zone. And dumped into the length of the ice for an icing. 6 minutes left to go, second period. Charlestown has struck first on the goal by Georgia Devins. Or maybe it's Georgie Schenker.
Yeah, and like we talked about, not many shots on net, let alone goals in this game. So, you know, like I said, Charlestown, that might be all they need. But Alston Brighton, they have some dangerous offensive players. Don't count them out. And still, obviously, plenty of time left with, you know, a little over 5 left in the second period and then an entire period to play after.
Dumped into the offensive zone for Alston Brighton, but it's skated up by Charlestown. Got your pocket picked to keep it in. Edelman has it. Has to retreat back because it would have been an offside. And then decides to dump it back in. Ness with it. Goncalves on the far side, over the line. Actually, it's in the battle for it inside the blue line. Now racing down is Walsh. Walsh dumps it into the offensive zone. Racing back to get it is Edelman. Edelman has it. Two girls on her. Tries to clear it up. Can't clear it out, though. And it's backed in. McDevitt has it. Passes it up to Whitney. Intercepted, and here comes Southall over the line, and it's an offside. Great chance there by Alston Brighton, Lily Southall, but she was offside. So there'll be a faceoff just outside the zone. 4 minutes left to go, second period. Alan Siegel along with Leverett Ball and the rest of our crew here tonight doing yeoman's work, as they always do.
Yeah, and shout out to our production crew who got here extra early to set things up this morning.
Yes, absolutely. Back to get it. Charlestown dumps it up the boards. McDevitt with it. McDevitt gets her pocket picked. Nice defensive play by Klinman. But here they come again. Potential two-on-one break. Tries to slip in. Couldn't do it. McDevitt there. Broken up on the play. Cleared up and out of the zone. Both teams 0-for-1 in power plays. I think it's like 2-1, 2-0 in shots, but 1-0, but she's in all alone. Potential breakaway, takes the shot, shot it wide, gets the rebound, gets bumped from behind. No penalty. Oh my goodness, that could have been a penalty there. Of course, you got to remember too that some of these girls are great at stopping. Puck goes into the corner. Sent it out in front and right. Trying to get control, can't do it. And here comes Charlestown on a break. Walking in, shooting. Oh, what a save. Nice blocker save. And doesn't know where it is. Puck goes behind the net, out in front, loose. Oh, couldn't corral the rebound, was Jones. There's another shot from the point, it goes wide. What a shot there. I think that was McDevitt on the breakaway. And it was stopped by the goaltender. What a save. Can't clear it out. Intercepted. Here she comes. Walking in is DeRove. DeRove trying to clear it in front of the net. She's broken up. And here comes Schaefer trying to clear it out but can't do it. It's all Charlestown here in this stretch. Alston Brighton trying to clear the puck out of their defensive zone. And it looks like they finally will as Lillian Schneider has it. Clears it up, clears it into the offensive zone. Back to get it is Doe for Charlestown. Charlestown broken up. Now passed in front of the net. Hit the side of the net. And Charlestown battle for it in the left wing corner. Minute 30 left to go. Second period. 1-0 our score between Charlestown and Alston Brighton. Kept in front. There's a shot from Hansen, that's Willa Hansen. Now another shot. There's a save there by the goaltender for Charlestown. Erin Alves with the blocker save, and the puck gets cleared through center. Here comes Hansen. Lost control of the puck. That was Willa Hansen. Back to get it now is Goncalves. Clears it up, but it's cleared right back out to center ice. And Calvez dumps it back in. Willa Hansen trying to race towards it. Can't do it. Alston Brighton on the line change. And back to get it. Oh, now that's Goncalves. She gets it. Clears it up to Bletzer. Bletzer dumps it in. And now racing in to get it is Caroline Fahey. Fahey in the corner. Walking in and broken up by the goaltender. Walked in all alone, uncontested. 17 left to go, 17 seconds left to go in this second period. Loose in front of the net, racing over to it is Fahey. Sends it back to the point. There's a shot by Shoemaker, broken up. 1 second left in the period, and that will do it. Looks like Alston Brighton got a little bit of their legs underneath them late in that second period. But it was Charlestown that got the lone goal of the game here in that second period on a breakaway.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, Alston Brighton, despite not being able to come away with a goal in that second period, they did look more in sync offensively. And yeah, you know, Charlestown obviously with the lead, but this game is certainly not over. You know, they're going to need to hang in there tough defensively. Alston Brighton's coming at them with everything they have and looking to tie this thing up.
Very even game between two evenly matched teams. Lots of play in the neutral zone as the shots on net really tells the story that you see it. Three shots in that second period for Alston Brighton, two for Charlestown. Charlestown got the goal. 3-3 in shots, but they have the goal and they have the lead. 1-0. And of course, we want to thank our crew this afternoon and our sponsors of the 26th annual Mayor's Youth Hockey Tournament, Boston Parks and Recreation Department, Boston Mayor Martin J. Walsh, presenting sponsor, Boston Bruins Foundation, and of course, P&G Gillette. And of course, we want to thank the other sponsors as well, the Department of Conservation and Recreation, FMC Ice Sports, Boston University, Northeastern University, Harvard University, UMass Boston, and of course, Boston College. And we are underway here in this third and final period. Alston Brighton trying to get the equalizer. They have the puck inside the zone, trying to center it out in front. Loose in front, can't get the handle to it. Back to get it is Edelman. She takes the shot. It's broken up and cleared out aside. Trying to battle for it. And it's finally cleared out by Campbell Walsh for Charlestown. Battle for it again. Along the near side. Schneider trying to clear it up. And Edelman will have to race back and get it. 1-0 our score. Glad to be with us here on the BNN Network and the FM radio, WBCA 102.9 on your FM dial. Assuming you still listen to FM radio in your car, right? With SM, with satellite and everything. Loose in front of the net and couldn't race to get it was Ventulo. There's a shot and covered up by the goaltender. Don't have her name, unfortunately. I don't have a 21 for Alston Brighton on the score sheet or on the roster sheet.
Well, and like we talked about, you know, it hasn't been the busiest day for either goaltender at this point, but nicely done there, being able to cover up the puck. But not out of the woods yet, as, you know, Charlestown with a chance to win this faceoff and get another shot off on net.
Battle for it inside the zone. Alston Brighton clears it out along the left wing side. Racing to get it is Willa Hansen. Hansen racing in, but she's going to get beaten to the puck by Charlestown. And here she comes. That's McDevitt. McDevitt up through center ice. Lost control of the puck. There's a shot by Alston Brighton. Goes behind the net. Hansen trying to battle for it. Can't do it. And here comes McDevitt again. McDevitt over the line. Has a girl in front, but can't get it to her. Great defensive play by Shoemaker for Alston Brighton. Still a battle for it. Clears it up, and here comes Hansen. Willa. Willa had it, lost it, and now here comes Alston Brighton. That's Klinman. Klinman over the line. Makes a... passes it into the offensive zone. Hansen, Ellery Hansen over to get it. Can't get control, and Doe with it for Charlestown. Clears it up down the length of the ice. We will have an icing. So third period, Alston Brighton trying to get the equalizer here in this final frame.
Yeah, and you know, Al, with the running clock like they've had for both games and all of the games today, Alston Brighton's going to have to work fast. They're going to have a sense of urgency offensively.
Under 10 minutes to go here in this third period, trying to keep it in. Spun it around, and it's nice defensive play there. As that was, I believe that was McDevitt. Dumped it down the length of the ice, and it will be another icing, and it is. Two icings in a span of Well, a minute, our time, their time, probably 2.5 minutes because the clock continues to run.
Yeah, and the refs getting some exercise going up and down the ice, setting up these face-offs.
So face-off to the right of the goaltender, Aaron Alves. Shot towards the net, but wide. It goes behind the net. Over to get it is Southall. Edelman dumps it in. Southall sends it towards the net. Stick to side by Alves. Backhanded in there by Bletzer. And Charlestown trying to clear it out. Player falls down. Scrum on the near side. And we're going to have an offside. Of course, coverage of the Mayor's Cup hockey tournament is a Boston Neighborhood Network production. Due to an FCC ruling, programs like these and access stations like BNN are in jeopardy. For more information on ways you can help, bnnmedia.org. Puck goes into the defensive zone. Ness for Charlestown picks it up. She's going to try to skate it out herself, and she clears it down the length of the ice. Just short, no icing, as it did not reach the line in time. But here she comes. Oh, she gets tripped on the play, and we might have a potential breakaway, a power play coming up for Alston Brighton. Both referees with their arms in the air, 7 minutes, 40 seconds left, and Alston Brighton has the opportunity to tie this game on their second power play opportunity here tonight.
Yeah, and this is crunch time right here. I mean, down a goal, you know, a little under 7.5 left in the third period, the power play opportunity. This is their best shot thus far to tie this game up.
Of course, the clock will stop under 5 minutes on a close game like this. Of course, here comes Charlestown, though, shorthanded. Walking in, that's going to be an offside right there as Kelly Doe with the puck. But a stoppage of play isn't a bad thing with the running clock because it kills more time.
No question. And Alston Brighton, you know, like we talked about, they've looked better, you know, offensively in the second and third periods. They just need to get a clean look on goal and let a shot rip.
They had one shot there that was a nice save by the goaltender, Alves. Puck at center ice, dumped down the length of the ice, and that's going to be an icing on the power play. 25 left to go on the power play, but they cannot get control of the puck here late in this third and final period. 1-0 our score on a breakaway goal by Georgie Schenker. One by Charlestown. But here comes Alston Brighton. She overskates the puck. Puck at center ice. Penalty is up. No shots on net for either team. Over the line, and it's an offside again as Doe tried to race in. But just over the line was a Charlestown player. Got to thank our crew here today. Doing yeoman's work, Arlen Chostak, our producer, director, our everything. And of course, our camera crew people and statisticians, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, everything. Battle for it near side. 1-0 our score. Alston Brighton trying to get the equalizer to force potential overtime. Oh, battle for it there. Couldn't get control of it. It was Nardelli. Players falling all over the ice, but Alston Brighton gets control of the puck. Over the line and an offside. Just over the line was Willa Hansen. And we have 4 minutes and 58 seconds left. Clock still running. Maybe they'll stop it under 2 minutes, I believe. Battle faceoff on the outside, just outside of the zone. Alston Brighton trying to get control of the puck. Battle for it, kept in by Edelman. Sent it towards the net, but swept away. Edelman keeps it in, swings it behind the net. Over to get it is Charlestown. Long the near side. clearing it up, but not clearing it out. It was backhanded back in by Schneider. Schneider racing back to get it. Banks it aloft along the wall. McDevitt has it, intercepted the pass, dumps it right back into the offensive zone. Now down low, here comes a potential two-on-one. There's a shot and a nice save there by the goaltender. Great shot there by Charlestown. Any shot's a good shot here late in this game.
Yeah, you know, like we've talked about, there haven't been many thus far. But Charlestown, you know, if they can, you know, get that insurance goal, this game's essentially over.
Of course, Alston Brighton calls their timeout. 3 minutes, 47 seconds left to go here in this third period.
And like
timeout
you,
helps the clock,
well,
and it also
yeah.
helps rest the players.
Well, and like you said, Al, you know, late in the third period of a close game in this tournament, they will do clock stoppages. That actually might be, you know, beneficial for Alston Brighton just to be able to, you know, slow things down offensively a little bit and pace themselves, not be as rushed, and perhaps, you know, set themselves up for the right type of scoring opportunity.
Yeah, anything can happen here. You just need a good shot. As you see some of the crowd here today trekking out to the Conte Forum here on the campus of Boston College.
And I've been impressed, you know, with the turnout for, you know, these games being this early in the morning. You know, a lot of, you know, friends and family of the players able to make it today and cheer the kids on.
Well, of course, what else are you going to do? You know, you don't have any football to watch.
Yes,
you
know,
in
a
any
sore
event,
topic.
So now a face-off just outside the zone. Alston Brighton trying to get the equalizer. They called their timeout. 3 minutes, 47 seconds left to go. One by Charlestown, but it's cleared out to center. Dumped back in. And it's picked up by Jones. Jones goes over the line. Dumps it towards the net. Blocker stopped by the goaltender. I think the puck was going wide. There's a shot on net, stopped by the goaltender there. Alston Brighton goalie with the save. Great offensive pressure for Charlestown. The best defense is a great offense.
No question. As time continues to tick, just a little over 3 minutes left to play.
Charlestown with three shots, and they have the 1-0 lead here in this period. Potential breakaway, and there's going to be a tripping call. Another power play coming up for Alston Brighton. Be very interesting to see if they keep the goalie on the bench for the power play opportunity. With 2:46 left to go, the clock does stop here in this situation.
Well, yeah, now, like you said, you know, obviously with Charlestown with a player in the box, you know, there's that potential for Alston Brighton to, you know, pull the goalie, have a two-skater advantage here.
But they do not do that. Of course, the clock now stops. Face-off just outside the zone. Hansen with the draw, Willa Hansen. Her sister, Ella Hansen, had it. Now Hansen goes over the line. Still with it. Takes the shot. Nice defensive block there. Nice play.
Great anticipation there.
McDevitt.
Get in the right spot to block that
Hansen
shot.
Hansen with the shot. Blocker save. That could have been the equalizer right there. And a great stop by Alves. Keeping the shutout intact.
Yeah, and Al, we noted that Alston Brighton has not pulled the goaltender yet. But, you know, as the clock continues to wind down, maybe as they're running out of time, they may, you know, make that very move.
Two shots for Alston Brighton. None better than that last shot by Hansen. But the save by the goaltender Alves. Over the line. There's another shot. Puck is loose. Rebound. Oh, she could get the handle. And the puck goes behind the net. Oh, the puck was sitting right there in the crease. And she just could not get the handle. Goaltender on the other end was just about to come out, but had to stop, go back into the net because the puck gets sent down the length of the ice. 1:55 to go. Back to get it is Shoemaker. Shoemaker getting forechecked on the play, clearing it up through center ice. Here comes Alston Brighton. Still with it. Over the line, we're going to have an offside. Blitz Bletzer was offside on the play. We have 1 minute and 40 seconds left to go here in this hockey game. Looks like Alston Brighton is pulling the goaltender, and a timeout is being called. I assume it's by Charlestown to probably settle the troops and figure out what they're going to need to do defensively to keep this championship intact with the 1-0 lead. But what an offensive opportunity for Alston Brighton.
Yeah, and, you know, Charlestown, obviously, you know, it's their first time thus far today going up against Alston Brighton with the extra skater on the ice, you know, with the goaltender pulled. So, you know, we'll see if their defensive alignment changes at all for that situation. But, yeah, they just have a minute 40 in which they need to hang in there and close this win out. And, you know, I think if Alston Brighton can tie this thing up, you know, they have the advantage going into OT, because how demoralizing is it, you know, to have the lead for most of the game and, you know, here in the final, you know, a little over minute and a half, if they were to give up that lead. I mean, that has to be incredibly frustrating. So, yeah, you know, Charlestown, they're not out of the woods yet. They need to hang tough and close out this win.
So, Willa Hansen on the draw. Six skaters to five skaters. Actually, four. There's 24 seconds left in the power play. Dumped into the offensive zone, but Charlestown gets control of it, trying to clear it out. Can't do it. Kicked aside. Nice play to keep the puck into the offensive zone. Puck still in the zone, but now it is cleared out. Alston Brighton dumping it into the offensive zone. 1 minute and 15 seconds left to go. Penalty time is up, so it'll be a 6-on-5. Clear it up. Goncalves tries to keep the puck into the offensive zone. Can't do it. Now it's cleared out through center, and racing back to get it is Enright. Enright dumps it in, but Charlestown there. Dumps it down into center ice. Got to get back on side. We have a whistle for an offside. 51.9 seconds left to go. I think that was an inadvertent whistle. And now they're calling a timeout. I thought both teams already called their timeout, but maybe, what am I? Who am I? I don't know. Thought Alston Brighton took the first timeout, but I guess they didn't. So timeout being called. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors here tonight for the 26th annual Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament. Boston Parks and Recreation Department, Boston Mayor Martin Walsh, the Boston Bruins Foundation, and P&G Gillette. 51 seconds left. Faceoff will be at center ice, because I think there was that inadvertent whistle. Alston Brighton, see if they'll keep the goaltender out or if they'll put her back in.
So fans having fun there, getting up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, they get an opportunity to get our feed right here from Boston College, so they'll be able to get onto that Jumbotron and show off what they can do. So the goaltender still is out, 6-on-5, faceoff at center ice. So Alston Brighton needs to win the draw. They do. They dump it down to the offensive zone. Hansen racing to get it. Can't get control. Back to get it. There's a shot towards the net. There's another shot. Tipped in front of the net, and it's deflected just wide of the net. Back to get it now is Jones. Jones trying to clear it out of the zone. 30 seconds left to go. Clear it up, but not out. Back at the point. There's a wrist shot. But it's broken up by Charlestown. Charlestown tries to clear it out of the zone. Can't do it. Backhanded towards the net. Hansen there. There's another puck. Loose puck. Shot towards in front of the net. Can't get it. Back to get it. Now is Schneider. Backhander. 13 seconds left. Player down on the ice for Charlestown. She can't get up. Now she does. 5 seconds left to go in the game. And that's going to do it. Charlestown's going to escape with a 1-0 victory.
What a game. You know, Charlestown obviously with the win, but, you know, I tip my cap to both teams. You know, this game really came down to the wire, and what a fun game to call.
Yeah, absolutely. What a game. It was a breakaway chance. Looked like McDevitt was hurt on the play. Couldn't get up, but it didn't matter because they end up winning the game 1-0 on a goal by Georgie Schenker. And very evenly matched game between two evenly matched teams. And what a championship that turned out to be. So what a game that was. Alston, Brighton, and Charlestown. Charlestown wins the championship with a 1-0 final score here in this hockey game. As they win the U-10 girls U-10 championships here from the Conti Forum. And Lev, what a game that turned out to be.
No question. You know, it really came down to the wire. You saw Alston Brighton at the end pulling the goaltender to try to get the equalizer. And they really made Charlestown work to the very last second of regulation. You know, it really could have been either team's game. There was a limited number of shots on net in all three periods. But at the end, Charlestown did just enough to win.
Yeah, they certainly did. All they needed was the one shot to score the goal. The shots on net in that third and final period, and, of course, throughout the game. 4-3 for Alston Brighton, 7-6 total shots on goal throughout the game. But it was that one breakaway that was the difference for Charlestown to win this championship here from the Conti Forum. As both teams, as you see, Charlestown on center ice getting the trophy and the banner, and they'll get their pictures taken there at center ice to commemorate their championship win here today. And what a game it turned out to be. A lot closer than some of the games we've seen last week, last month. I mean, this is a tournament that's gone on throughout the whole month of December and cumulates here today in the championship round here in from the Conti Forum. So it's been a long road just to get to this point.
Yeah, and we've seen so much talent, you know, in both games that we've called today. And like we've talked about, I know you've done this tournament for quite a few years. I've seen quite a few players, a lot of talent and, you know, a lot of potential for the next generation of hockey players.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And of course, that's the main thing, though, is for them to see themselves, to play the game the right way, learn the fundamentals. Hey, along the way, if you can get to be on TV, like here on BNN or ASPN Productions or any other thing, you know, that just adds to it, adds to the excitement. And then potentially, like we've seen some of the players years ago play in this tournament, they've made it to the next level playing hockey here at Boston College and then maybe further up the ranks.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked earlier about all the legends that have played here at this rink. For the kids to, like I said, get to play here is an amazing opportunity, and maybe some of them, like you said, will play here down the road.
You never know. Once again, what a great game that turned out to be. Alston, Brighton, and Charlestown. Charlestown wins the U-10 Girls Championship 1-0 for our crew here today from the Conti Forum. For Leverett Ball, I'm Alan Siegel. I want to thank you for joining us here tonight. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be able to be here tonight, which is the Boston Parks and Recreation Department, Mayor Martin J. Walsh, the Boston Bruins Foundation, and, of course, P&G Gillette. Of course, you also got to thank our other sponsors here. And, of course, our final score here tonight, 1-0, Charlestown wins the girls' championship. For Leverett Ball, I'm Alan Siegel. I want to thank you for joining us here on the BNN Network, Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Championship action.